as Sri Aurobindo says, the mark of realization is that you see the truth and it is impossible for you to see the falsehood. You cannot even see, even when divisions are shown, you can't see divisions anywhere. Ekatva manupashyata. You really see everywhere oneness. Even if you are told, look, this is your enemy and this is your friend, he doesn't see that way at all. He sees Sri Krishna smiling here, he sees Sri Krishna smiling here and everywhere. So, ekatva meva anupashyata. Everywhere is the same Lord. Outwardly you may be told this is your enemy and this is the friend. But in the real realization there is no difference at all. Everybody really, it's impossible for him to see. That is called the state of realization. It's not merely information that you are all one. In which you don't see this same Lord presiding over everything. Similarly, when you have a real knowledge, then you cannot but do the right thing. When you have only the philosophic knowledge, you may know dharmam janami nachame pravrittihi. I know what is dharma, but I have no pravritti towards it. That is because it's only a philosophic knowledge. What is dharma and what is adharma. But if you have true knowledge, it is impossible for you to do anything wrong. Your consciousness is so imbued with goodness that action will proceed from you automatically, which will be a right action, a good action. You cannot do a wrong action. That is the mark of knowledge. It is not information, but knowledge. It is that which gives you the true equality. So, when you perceive oneness everywhere, and then from that perception you see everything equal and you attain to equality, that is the real equality according to the Bhagavad Gita. All others are only steps. They are not real equality, they are only steps in the process. When you see not only the oneness everywhere, but when you see the Supreme Lord everywhere, Bhoktaram, one who enjoys everywhere. So there you do not have only equality, but you equally enjoy everything. Even when what you call misery comes, you feel a great delight in it. Equal delight in what we call joy and equal delight in what we call misery.
When Buddha says this, janani
janani, yes, yes.
But then he put whole thing, the responsibility kena api deve jada disthena, yatha prayukusi tatha karomi. So then where can we put that? He says, koi aur karata hai, I am not doing. Somebody else is doing.
It is purely philosophic attitude. It is not the attitude of true knowledge. When you want to defend yourself.
That is defending, na?
He said defending oneself, saying, what can I do?
I am not doing.
I have already designed in such a way. But as I told you, the mark of true knowledge is that he cannot but do the right thing. The true sense of true knowledge is attained by you when it is impossible for you to do the wrong thing. There is also a doctrine of Socrates, where he said, virtue is knowledge. When you truly know, you really become free. And when you really become free, you cannot but do the good. His definition of freedom is not that you are free to do good or evil, that is called a freedom. He said the real freedom is attained when you cannot but do the good thing. That is a state of freedom.